Alright, so in Siman Tov Kuf Mem Hey, we started discussing writing on Chol HaMoed. So we said that nowadays, the Ramah says, Ar Ksav is not considered to be Ma'aseh Umam, and therefore it's okay to write, but we'll see later on that you're supposed to write the Shinui anyway. Siv Beis Menir Li, Shem Ein Lahim Sefer Torah Kasher Likros Bo Betzibur. If you don't have another Sefer Torah, we said yesterday that if you have another Sefer Torah and you find a mistake, you need to take out that other Sefer Torah. But what if you only have one Sefer Torah and you find a mistake in it? You'd be allowed to fix it in order to read, because that is considered to be Tzarchei Rabim, and we learned already that Tzarchei Rabim is mutter even in a Maisa Oman, as long as it is a Tzarchei Moed. So too, if you have Svarim that you want to learn on Chol HaMoed, and they have a mistake, You'd be allowed to correct it because that is a davar aved. Why is this a davar aved? It's a davar aved because if you don't learn it right now, then you might forget this Torah that you want to learn, and therefore, since you might forget it, it's considered to be a davar aved, and that's why you were able to correct it so that you're able to learn it appropriately. Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham, who says it must be talking about a case where you can't really learn from it because there are so many mistakes. That's why it's a davar aved, because it's impossible to learn without it. Mechaber continues, the main line Sefer Torah klal, if they have no Sefer Torah whatsoever, if somehow you're able to have a lot of people write a Sefer Torah together on Chol HaMoed, that's mutter Tzorech HaMoed, ulikros b'Torah b'tzivur moed, because that's considered to be Tzorech HaMoed, and we know Ma'ase Uman is going to be mutter if it is a Tzorech HaMoed. The Rama adds, what then Shar Svarim Lomam Behen, so too other Svarim, if you need to learn them on Chol HaMoed, be allowed to do so. What about a Megillah? Would you be allowed to fix a Megillah, like Koheles or Shir Shirim, to be able to use it on Chol HaMoed? So the Sefer Zeh HaShulchan says it's mutter, but Moshe Feinstein says no. Since a Megillah is kosher, even if Robos Yoseha are absent, so therefore, in this case, even if you have all these mistakes, you'd be allowed to lean from it, so you would not be allowed to fix it. Rav Nissen Karelit says that someone who's marking tests, Gemara tests or Halacha tests on Chol HaMoed, and he has a toelis in his learning also, and he wasn't mechavim lachto to dafka grade these tests on Chol HaMoed. He's allowed to make checks and X's next to each one, because there's no way he's going to remember afterwards what was right and what was wrong, so it's considered to be a davar aved right now. Siv gimel kosev adam tefillin mezuzos l'atzma v'tova al yirecho tcheles avigdo. You're allowed to write tefillin mezuzos for yourself, and you're allowed to make tzitzis on Chol HaMoed, even though it is not tzarchei rabim. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you're not making it for Chol HaMoed itself, you're making it to use after Chol HaMoed, because there are opinions which say that you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So according to those opinions, you say that you don't wear the tefillin on Chol HaMoed, so it's still going to be mutter in this situation. And so to the tzitzis, even if the tzitzis are for after Chol HaMoed, it's going to be mutter. Shlomo Zalman Orbach quotes from the Prima Gadim, who says the reason this is mutter, even though we find other situations that other mitzvahs would not be mutters, because tzitzis is considered to be a mitzvah rabbah, and that's why you'd be allowed to make the tzitzis on Chol HaMoed.